This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The president today walking out in the Rose Garden making an announcement for some much-needed good news for the nation. Recommended COVID-19 safety protocols announcing today that fully vaccinated Americans can go without masks in most outdoor and many indoor settings. It's still not clear whether that will include what's happening right now from the governor's mandate here in Colorado. We're waiting to find out what the governor has to say. Again, this is a CDC recommendation, and President Biden has given his blessing. We, of course, are waiting for how that will be transitioning to Governor Polis' ruling on whether or not the mask can go away in the very near future once those vaccination rates are going up and many more details. But right now, the CDC has called for the mask to come off if you are fully vaccinated. Well, KRDO News Radio is teaming up with TESA of Colorado Springs to raise money for organizations as it comes and continues its mission to help victims and survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. Calls to law enforcement and domestic violence calls have increased by 50% during the COVID-19 pandemic in Colorado. Local advocates say they need help with supporting the victims amid the mass increase in calls. TESA of Colorado Springs established in 1977 in response to a need for resources at the time when domestic violence was considered a private matter. From 7 o'clock this morning all the way up until the next 50 minutes or so today, we're asking the community to support TESA. TESA with the Stay Strong with Survivors Telethon. The phone lines will be open all the way up till 7 o'clock at 719-826-HELP. That's 719-826-HELP or 719-826-4357. You can also donate after 7 o'clock all the way through the night. To make your donation, just go to KRDO.com. El Paso County is continuing to see a decline in vaccination rates. The recent 7-day average vaccine doses administered is 3,478, showing just over 9% drop compared to the previous week. Local epidemiologists say El Paso County's incident and hospitalizations remain elevated and are trending younger. The Letitia Stout case is being delayed at least until September. An El Paso County judge granted the request yesterday after she received new attorneys. Stout has originally planned to represent herself after being accused of killing her 11-year-old stepson last year. Stout had claimed to have an ace in the hole, clearing her in the Gannon Stout death, but never revealed it. The next court date is scheduled to start on September 9th. And El Paso County Board of Commissioners mostly opposed a new high-speed passenger rail project being considered by the state. Four out of the five commissioners voiced their opposition to the rail project that would connect Pueblo to Cheyenne, Wyoming. During last night's meeting, at least one of the commissioners noted that the sales tax that would be levied to pay for the project could be used to finish the Denver to Boulder rail project that since stalled. And finally, McDonald's is raising hourly rates by 10% as the fast food chain moves to hire 10,000 workers. Let's get more from Tom Roberts.
Entry-level employees at company-owned locations will make around $11 to $17 per hour, and shift managers can make up to $20 an hour. McDonald's says the move is a response to the challenging hiring environment as more people are reluctant to go back to work following the coronavirus pandemic. McDonald's expects the average wage for employees will be $15 per hour by 2024. I'm Tom Roberts.
Partly sunny skies continue for southern Colorado until sunset this evening. Then temperatures will be pretty mild in the upper 30s to low 40s. We'll replace that with some sunshine on Friday. Temperatures back in the low 70s for Colorado Springs, 60s for local mountain cities, and near 80 degrees across the eastern plains. Chance for a few showers and thunderstorms will be likely after 3 p.m. As we march through the weekend, steady highs in the 70s. With partly sunny skies and a few afternoon thunderstorms. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.